This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Good afternoon and welcome to Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. We are live at the Beacon Building. We're at 814 Elm Street. You can come on down, have some lunch at Midtown Cafe, and you can watch the show. And you are listening to 107.7 FM, WTPLFM.com, streaming live all around the world. And we'd also love for you to go to our brand new Facebook page, where you can get to the, our brand new website, I mean, not Facebook page. We have a brand new website. I keep wanting to say Facebook
page. Well, we actually have both when you think about
it. We do. Yeah. We definitely do, but it's foodforthoughtnh.com, and we'd love for you to go and like it. So welcome to Monday. It's Monday.
Yeah, good to see you. You are feeling better. Friday, you were away, not feeling all that great.
Yeah.
We always encourage people to stay home instead of spreading the germs.
This is true.
And I think yesterday
I was a little funny again.
Really? Like,
oh, my gosh. But I feel fine today.
I'm good.
So,
yeah. Well, you know, I hope you stay that way because you pulled out one of your jarred soups that's about a week old, and it didn't quite taste right.
But I stopped. I did. Yeah. I kind of went, I mean, and it did smell okay, but I'm not taking the chance.
All right. Well, I find the hearing is getting a little better. I'm going to see a specialist today.
Good.
To,
oh, that's
to find
right after the show.
If there really is anything between my ears, we don't really know for sure. So that's been good. And it's the last week in April, and we've got some fun shows lined up this week. Well, of course, today we have Rocco. And I think at some point we're going to get your 8-week checkup results, the stats, and everything else. You going to save that for when Rocco joins us?
Yes,
okay.
We are going to save it for Rocco. I did all my stats this morning at 8 a.m. Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, I was there. It's very interesting.
Is it?
Very.
Well, you seem in a good mood, so I'm gonna assume that there was more good than not good.
I'm going to just say it was very
interesting. Okay, all right, fair enough. Fair enough.
Yeah, we'll talk about it.
Don't give too much away.
There we go.
All right, then I think Dad's coming by for a few minutes today.
He is. Today is National. Oh gosh, I have the wrong one here. Today is National Prime Rib Day.
And is Dad going to tell us how to cook prime rib?
He is.
Oh,
he has
good, good, good.
Famous recipe, and he's done it before on the Taste Buds way back.
Uh-huh.
And he got lots of calls on it and even got a couple of emails on it, you know, after saying how great that his recipe was. So, yes, today he will be giving his
And it is something that you can do at home, and it's not as hard as you think.
Exactly.
You just want to make sure you don't overcook it and do the right rub, and I'll leave the rest to him.
Yeah.
That's it in five words or less.
There you go.
But George will be in, too, and give us more on that. Tomorrow we'll be talking to a woman who has a granola business using locally sourced maple syrup. It's maple National Kitchen, and Vivian Kabbalah Lindblom, I hope I'm saying her name correctly, will be joining us. Liz Barber from the Creative Feast will be here tomorrow afternoon at 1:30. She'll be stopping in studio. She is a very interesting, very well-spoken woman. Healthy eating is kind of her thing.
Good.
Chef Patrick on Wednesday, right?
Yes, Chef Patrick.
Love him. Donna's Delights, our fun friend from Delaware.
Our fun, crazy friend, yes, in a good way.
Last week it was all about chicken. And I saw on her Facebook page, in fact, she said, my man wanted me to make me some chicken and dumplings, and I did. That's my half-baked imitation of Donna, who is outstanding. So she is so much fun. Susan Osborne, B-Image Consultants, normally here on Monday, will join us on Wednesday. So that takes us halfway through the week.
And she's going to be talking about the well-dressed man.
Oh, yeah, I suppose I should put something on that I give some thought to that otherwise I could be held up for ridicule. That's
yeah, you
okay.
You better look good that day.
No
I always
kidding.
Make sure my makeup's just right when Susan comes on.
Yeah. No, she was always very well put together.
Yes.
But this is radio, so we could totally lie through our teeth and say, man, she is just not looking good today. But that's never true. So I saw you and Daryl out socially briefly on Saturday evening. As Bob Marley, our friend the comedian, was in town for, I think, 4 sold-out shows. I'm pretty sure he set a record at the Palace Theater this weekend.
Wow, that is fantastic. That's the first time I see him,
mm-hmm.
and he was great. I mean, funny. We Daryl laughed so hard, his eyes were swollen after.
Oh, is that
I'm
right?
I'm telling you, it was so funny. Mm-hmm. He was great. And the guy at the beginning, was that a riot when he talked about the Red Arrow?
Yeah, it was really great because he just, you know, started talking, you know, people that entertain and work at night, many of them know the Red Arrow Diner, you know, from any number of reasons. It great food, open all the time. So he just started talking about the Red Arrow Diner, and I said, I know where Carol is seated, because I heard all the cheering with you and all your friends and fans of the Red Arrow Diner.
It was funny.
Yeah, his name was George Hamm, who typically does open up for Bob Marley. And that was as good as I've seen him.
He was great.
Yeah, he's a great opening
act. I mean, when he was on, I'm like, how much better can Bob Marley be? Mm-hmm. I mean, because he was awesome.
Yes.
Funny.
But did you notice how long Bob Marley went?
Oh, my gosh. He was well over an hour.
Hour and a quarter.
Yeah.
People got their
amazing
money's worth. And they had three shows back to back to back, and they had to get people out and bring in the next bunch of people. Plus, Bob does meet and greet. Don't know if you went back and said hello to him.
Where was he?
Back in the little party room they have.
I didn't see him.
No.
Because we hung around there for a little bit.
Oh, did
I'm
you?
Like, where the heck is he? And
oh.
I just thought he wasn't coming. Hmm. Like where he was selling all his stuff.
Yes,
right?
Typically he's back there to say hi to people. And maybe he got called away. Who knows?
Yeah, because you told me that and I really wanted to meet him. And we hung for a little bit and he didn't seem like he was coming. I don't know. So maybe I didn't hang around long enough. But
I'm glad you had a good time. And your friend Michelle was there as well. Did you catch up with her and see how she liked it?
Oh, she loved it.
Yeah.
We went to dinner after. And we actually, you know, there was no point. Did you go to dinner after?
No, we actually went to our friend's house and ate there.
Okay. Because we were trying, we were thinking of a place to go. We tried to get into Ignite and there's no way.
The line good luck with that.
It was so packed. It wasn't even funny.
Right.
And then we went over to Fratello's and we went upstairs. There was a line downstairs, went upstairs. Oh my gosh, it was just as bad upstairs. And
really?
We were going to try to get to the bar, one of those like tall tables, but everybody had kind of just gotten there.
Mm-hmm.
So we did put our name in, and it was over an hour wait.
Is that right?
I think it was an hour and a half wait. Now we're an hour and a half.
Hope you had a couple of good cocktails to hold you over.
Well, I had one wine.
Yeah.
But then we ended up leaving.
Oh,
we left.
Didn't
we went
stay
to. We ended up leaving, and we went to Puerto Vallarta. So
there you go.
That's what we did. We went there, and I called ahead and said, Carlo, four of us are coming. Get us a seat.
I've had it.
And he hooked us up. So
well,
it was great.
It's interesting on a Saturday night in Manchester, unlike years past. It is tough to get a seat.
Yeah.
You better use Open Table or not everybody takes reservations either.
Yep.
But think about it. There was three shows and there's 850 people at each one of those and there's overlapping.
Yep.
So some people are going before a show or after the one that just let out. And I don't know for sure if the Monarchs were playing that night.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
That would have added another, who knows, couple thousand people.
And or Fisher Cats too, you know.
True.
Oh, yeah.
So it was a jam-packed and fun time in Manchester on Saturday night, but not so easy to get to a restaurant. Over on the west side, on 2nd Street, a little easier to get into
Puerto Vallarta. Yeah, I mean, they were full. And they were taking, there was a line, but not much of a line, and I had called ahead, so I got preferential seating.
Well, hey, it's good to be you.
Oh, please.
No, you know, there's nothing wrong with saying, hey, look, this is so-and-so. If you can you squeeze us in? And nine times out of 10.
Preferential seating. I called, and he said, when I get something open, I'll have a few. And when we got there, it was open, and
perfect.
They slid us right in.
There's some restaurants that do call-ahead seating.
Yes.
I know the T-Bones and Cactus Jack's does that. And what you do when you're leaving the house, if it's a half-hour ride, which we do in our case, we just say, we're on our way, your name is on the list, and it kind of moves up with the people that are actually there as well.
Exactly. So that's a great idea.
And that works out really well. And then there's other places that don't take reservations.
Yep.
Maybe they don't have to.
Ignite doesn't take reservations.
No. It's, and I love Ignite. It's just not that easy to get into. Yep. It's not a very big place to begin with. Food is wonderful.
But you do know that you can go to Hooked and get the menu too.
Okay, yeah, the same
that
one.
You can get you can ask for both
Hooked
menus.
Hooked is just as tough to get
one
into.
Sometimes it's a little easier, like during the week. At the beginning of the week, it's a little easier to get into Hooked versus Ignite, but you can get either menu at either place.
Okay,
so it's kind of cool.
Well, that's good.
Oof.
Yeah, we just pretty much we just ate amongst friends this weekend, which is fun to do,
of course.
But it's always good to get out and let somebody else cook for you.
Yeah.
Did you cook at all yesterday or did you do any?
No, I didn't. No. We went to the diner in Londonderry and If you go to, well, actually, if you go to Facebook, Food for Thought, you will see Daryl's huge
burger.
Oh,
yeah. What was
that? Did you
see
that?
That
was a burger. Our burgers at the diner is so good because we have fresh ground beef.
Yes.
We hand form them. The best burger ever.
So
we have a burger bar on the menu, so you can build your burger.
I like that.
And he had on it jalapenos, sriracha, mushrooms, onions grilled with an egg, lettuce, tomato, you name it, it was on there. And then I said to him, I said, well, why don't you just add an extra patty too? And he goes, I think I will. And it came out beautiful too. It was nice and stacked.
Question, Carol, did he eat it all?
Well, you see Daryl, he's pretty little and he works, you know, he works
hard.
He's
got a physical job, so he has probably a pretty high metabolism.
He does. And I have to say he ate just about all of it except for that extra patty. He had like just a little bit of that.
His eyes were bigger than his stomach.
Yes. But he did pretty good.
Do a lot of people take advantage of the burger bar? Because like baked potato bars are great.
Yep.
And a burger bar. But now the eggs, is it like a fried egg?
It was a fried egg.
Do you have to order, or do you have a couple of them standing by already?
Oh, no. There was right on top of the burger. They cooked over easy egg.
Okay.
And, you know, bit into it. The yellow went all over the place and all over him. And, yep. He loved it. Oh, it was good.
Yum.
It was good. It was an hour wait to sit at the Red Arrow Diner on Londonderry on Sunday. Right. We waited an hour.
I was going to say, Carol, if you tell me you had to wait an hour.
I did.
But, see, it wouldn't look good for you to walk in ahead of all your guests.
I would never do that.
And grab a table.
Yeah, I would never
do that. That would be tacky.
It would.
Even though you could do it. Yeah, but.
No, I wouldn't.
So you waited an hour. So. In the couple months that you've been open, the traffic has been fantastic.
It has been very, very good. Very good. Yes. Can't complain at all. And the drive-thru's picking up.
Good.
And very good. It was funny. I always go and say bye to the employees and thank them. And I was in the kitchen and I saw the drive-thru guy, you know, with his his headset on.
Uh-huh.
And I could hear the beep and he runs over to the window. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I want to watch this. I got to check this out. And so we were like, actually, I took a picture too to have Amy put it on to social media. I asked the customer, I said, can I take your picture with him handing you, food and stuff? It was so funny. But then we kind of walked away and I heard the beep again. I'm like, oh my God, there's another one. So, Daryl and I are standing there watching, and it was my brother pulling up. It was funny.
Oh.
I'm like, oh, brother.
All right, so are there two windows you order in one and move up to the next, or do you order and stay till your order is
out? No, you pull up in the back. The signage is coming. There's not the when we put it all together, it was like, wait a minute, we definitely need more signage. So that's coming like any day now, so it'll be a little bit more. It'll be easier to see. But no, you pull up in the back, and then there's the whole menu with the speaker, and you order, and then you pull up to the window. So, yeah.
Nice.
But it's in the back. So, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad it's going well.
It is. It definitely is. And did you know that Starbucks, when they ask, you know how they always ask your name and they write your name on the cup?
Yes, yes.
Do you know about that? That they spell it wrong on purpose?
Well, on purpose? I know that they spell some names wrong because there's so many different ways to spell it. They do it on purpose?
I was like searching and searching today.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you could. It's unbelievable. They like do it because they want you, like Jessica, G-E-S-S-I-K-A.
Okay.
And
that's a little obvious.
That is obvious.
Yeah.
But and they say they do it to get a rise out of you. And then, and you kind of like look at them like, what? That's not how you spell my name. It kind of pisses you off. Right. I mean, it makes you mad. And then what you do, you take a picture of it and you post it on social media. And that's their whole.
Well, there you go. And people are falling
for
it, right?
Very smart when you think about
it. So next time I go in.
Here's your name, because there's an app. There's a thing that you can put
really?
In. What's my Starbucks name?
I love
name?
That. We need to get that posted. That's so cool.
What's my Starbucks name?
Yeah.
And yours is this. This is how yours would come
my
up.
My name is Mike, and it looks like it says M-A-C-K-E.
Yes.
Really?
And then you can click it and you can say, try a different Starbucks.
Yeah.
And it comes up with a whole picture in the back. It's like you're in another Starbucks. And then you put your name in and you click it again. And yours kept coming up that.
That's
yours
awesome.
Kept
I
up
love that.
And this is mine. C-O-R-E-L.
Carell.
Carell. really?
All right, you know what, Carol? Two can play, or Carell, I should say. Two can play at this game. I think the next time I go into Starbucks, the name I'm going to give them is Carol. And see how they handle that.
There you go.
All right, wise guy.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
That'd be funny if they wrote Mike.
Or Bruce Jenner.
No. Oh, jeez. Did you watch that?
I only saw about the last hour of it, and it was pretty interesting.
It was very compelling.
It was. Highest ratings they've had for 2020, yes. I think, in 15 years.
I just oh my gosh, it was amazing. But you know, we need to go on break, and we are going to be talking with Rocco when we come back, and you're going to hear all my stats, which I am I'm not sure how I know, but we're going to discuss it with Rocco. So you're listening to Food for Thought. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. This is Food for Thought, 107.7 The Pulse, WTPL. It is 12:30. Carol Lawrence and Mike Morin hosting. Brought to you by Fallon's Furniture, the official decorator of the Green Room for Food for Thought and Kale & Company. Also, New England Coffee, the official coffee of Food for Thought, newenglandcoffee.com. And when you stop by any of our sponsors, do us a favor, tell them that Carol and Mike sent you. We would appreciate that. Miss Carol, or Carell, as Starbucks might be calling you.
Oh, really? Mackle, yes.
Yeah, right.
Okay. And, well, let's welcome on Rocco of Integrity Health Coaching Solutions. You can check them out on the web at integrityfit.com. And we've been following my weight loss journey weekly. And, you know, I can't tell you how much I've learned. I mean, I have learned so much. And, Rocco, you're there, right?
Yes, I am, Carol. How are you doing, Carol? Mike?
Hi, Rocco.
I'm very good. How are you? How's your vacation going?
I'm very warm right now, which is really beautiful.
Are you sitting poolside, sipping a mimosa while you're talking to us?
No, I'm not, Mike, because I wanted to give you my undivided attention and, you know, all the people around me that are chit-chatting. I didn't want to interfere with the show, so... Outside of that, once the show is complete, at least on my end, I will be back there and doing my moringa and all my reggae dancing around the pool.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I can see it. You know, I have him picked as a Macarena kind of guy, too.
And also, Carol, if you don't mind me mentioning that this weekend is the Miss New Hampshire Scholarship Program pageant.
Yes, definitely.
We sponsor that every year, and every winner of the Miss New Hampshire, we train for Miss America. A great bunch of people over there last year's reigning Miss New Hampshire was Megan Cooley. I don't know if you ever met Megan before.
Yeah, I MC the Miss Rockingham County pageant, so I do know some of the people that actually run it, Claudette and Lynn and some of the other people, and I was very pleased to see that you are a part of making this pageant even better.
Yeah, no, I'm really grateful. They're a great bunch of people. You know, Brenda Keith, Bill Haggerty, and Claudette. I've worked closely with them for over a decade now, and they're really wonderful people, and they do a lot to help these women raise money for education. It's a great tribute to them.
Very good. Very good. So, as you know, today was my end of my 8 weeks, and I went in this morning. And, you know, you've been teaching me that, you know, the scale doesn't mean a thing. And I think that I've been pretty good with that. I haven't gotten on the scale, and don't I really kind of keep saying each week that I don't care what the scale says. I don't care what the scale says, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I got on the scale. That was the first thing we did. And okay. I looked down and I was like, are you kidding me? Like, are you kidding me? And poor, oh my gosh, not Terry. What is her name? Oh my gosh.
Oh, Donna?
Donna. Jeez. Donna is like, you know, she looks down and she's like, uh-oh. I go, this cannot be right. Now, you know, my weight the last time was 173. Wait, do I have it right here? Yes, it was 173. And when I got on today, it was 173.
Okay.
So I was freaking out. I'm like, there's no way. I mean, I couldn't like wrap my head around it. I was just like, wait a minute. I really kind of started freaking out a little bit. So she's like, listen, you know, how do you feel? I go, I feel great. I go, I was in a 14-16. Now I'm in a 12. I got rid of all my fat clothes. I cleaned up my whole closet. I have pictures of that, too. And I'm like, this doesn't make sense. And then I'm like, wait a minute. Okay, I got to think of what Rocco's been teaching me. And I'm like, okay, hurry up. Put that machine on my arm so I can find out what my body composition is. I was like freaking out. You should have seen me, Rocco. So my numbers actually are really, really good. I was 40.2% body fat, right? Is that how you say that?
Yes, that's correct.
Yes. And I went down to 36.0.
Wow, it's a 10% loss right there.
Yes.
Nice.
So, and then when you look at the lean fat-free weight, I was 103.6 pounds of my 173 is lean. That was lean. And that number you want to go up.
Mm-hmm.
So now my number is 110.7.
Wow.
Yes. So talk to me, Rocco.
So which means is this, is that now that you've added on that extra.
Did we lose Rocco?
Darn it.
Hello?
Well, oh, there you are.
There you
okay.
are.
Okay. All right. Continue on. We Can lost you for a minute.
Okay. And what I was saying is that lean tissue that you would put on your body through, most times through the resistance training portion of our program, helps increase your metabolism. So now you have, what is it, an additional 6 pounds? Is that what that is?
It's actually, I think it's 8 pounds.
Okay, 8 pounds. And typically 8 pounds of lean tissue will burn an extra 17 to 20 calories per day additional to your metabolism. So basically, if you take that 20 pounds multiplied by 8, that's 160 extra calories per day, which may not seem like much, but when you take a look at what happens to people as they age, they start losing lean tissue, and that's one of the reasons why they have a tough time losing weight, because they lose their metabolism. Now that you've actually kind of modified or enhanced your metabolism, in the first 4 weeks of your program, there's really a lot of neurological changes that are happening to your body. In other words, your body's in shock and it's getting used to this change in your lifestyle. And so for the first 4 weeks, you don't really make anything that's noticeable that you would actually see on the scale and or in body composition. But during the second 4 weeks, some of those physiological changes start happening. What you will see in the next 8 weeks is, now that we know where you're at, we're going to modify a little bit of your caloric intake. And now what we're going to do is we should see on the scale itself, probably around 10 pounds of actual body weight loss in this next 8 weeks.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. Because now that you've actually set your metabolism up to becoming a fat-burning machine, now what we do is we kind of rearrange the calories so that now your body can effectively lose the body fat. Because we don't want you to lose lean tissue, because that would only slow down your metabolism, which most people do when they starve themselves through a lot of weight loss programs that say you can only eat this many calories. You didn't starve, did you, for those last 8 weeks?
No, definitely not. No.
No. And the reason why is because we don't starve you to a better body. We actually feed you to a better body. Now what we'll do is we'll kind of rearrange a little bit of your food over the next 8 weeks, and we'll create a slight deficit in what your calories have been over the last 8 weeks. And you'll see that over these next 8 weeks that you're going to get a change on the scale.
So should she have given me a new menu then? Because I didn't get a new menu.
I'm going to modify it when I get home, because I want to do it myself.
Okay. All right. Good. Okay.
So,
okay.
Rocco, when you have somebody come in after 8 weeks, as Carol did, and I think they, in their mind, have some expectations. They hope the number on the scale is going to be less. Do you prepare them that for the exact reasons you just described, that may not always happen?
Yes. It's an educational process, Mike, because think about this for a second. People who don't exercise currently, that don't really eat healthy, and maybe eating all of their calories towards the end of the day, which is typical of most people. They don't eat a good breakfast or lunch, and then they get home at dinner and they're starving, and they just fill themselves up at that particular point in time, are devastating their metabolism. What we do is, when we're trying to reset the metabolism, we get them to eat 5 to 6 times a day smaller, healthier meals, and we get them resistance training. And weight training or resistance training increases your bones, tendons, ligaments, and muscles. So if you're eating consistently 5 times a day and you're exercising to increase bones, tendons, ligaments, and muscles, think about what would really happen is you'd have to gain weight, because the weight that you're gaining is the weight that you need to lose the weight that you don't want, if that makes any sense.
It does make sense.
So what really happened in Carol's case, she gained 7 or 8 pounds of good weight, lean body tissue, and she probably lost that much in fat tissue, so it turned out to be a wash, at least on the scale. But clearly the balance is changing to a better metabolism.
That's right. She turbocharged her metabolism. So now that we've done that, we've built that fat-burning engine, now we can actually start feeding it the things that continue the process of removing the weight from her total weight on the scale. So in for the next 8 weeks, we should see quite a deficit in the overall scale, provided she's following the caloric structure we give to her.
Which I do.
Yeah, you know, I've never seen her eat. Go ahead.
Yeah, you can eat. The body also wants to always have the same number of calories every single day, down to almost the calorie. Your brain's a very fine-tuned organ that allows you to understand that, okay, if you skip 100 calories a day, at the end of the day, your brain's going to tell you, Mike, where's those other 100? That
really?
I totally believe that, because there are some days when I know I've had less. Later in the day, I feel like a handful of potato chips, and that should bring me back up there. So you're right, Rocco. I get that.
Yeah, so the next 8 weeks, I would tell Carol that when she goes to bed at night, she should feel just slightly hungry. Like her body saying, Carol, come on, just give me just a little bit more and I'll go to bed and I won't bother you anymore. It's like that little child. It's like that little kid in the store who wants candy from his mom, and he's nagging at the leg saying, come on, please, can I have this? Please, can I have this? That's what your brain will be telling you throughout the course of the next week, and you have to say no. Just like you say to the little child, no, you can't have that. Same thing.
Okay. All right.
I have seen her put very little in her mouth that has not been healthy looking. Now, of course, I'm just with you for 2 hours a day. I suspect, though, that your day reflects what you're eating. And here today you've got, looks like English cucumber, and is that salsa?
That is salsa.
And some hummus?
Some hummus,
yeah.
Yes.
So, I mean, that's good. But what I mean, she can eat plenty of protein, right, if she wants?
To a degree, Mike. In other words, you can't eat more, because everything that contains calories, proteins, fats, and carbohydrates, you can't eat more of any of those things if it's more than what your body needs to be a certain size.
Got it.
In other words, you have to eat your size. It doesn't mean that you can, I can go out because protein's good, I can go out and have 6 steaks a day.
Right.
Right. But it's all about understanding. It's no different than the fuel in your car. If you're going to drive 1,000 miles a day, well, your car would need a certain amount of energy to do that. But if you're only driving 50 miles a day, well, the amount of fuel you need for that is certainly different. So based upon the size of the vehicle and the distance the vehicle is going, you have to be able to measure what that is and have an understanding of that concept, so that in the future, you know exactly what your little engine needs in order to continue to work optimally.
Carol, how did it feel to go through your closet and get rid of clothes that you're pretty confident you won't fit into again?
It was very freeing. It really was. But this morning, I mean, it was good. That was all good. And I have not one size that I'm not in. I got rid of everything. You should see the pile. My friends are so happy they're coming over and all picking at my pile, which is fine. I'm like, goodbye. But, I thought about that this morning when I was on the scale and I saw no change. And I'm like, like I said, I was trying to wrap my head around it and I couldn't. I'm like, wait a minute. This just does not make sense. I mean, compared to how I would always used to lose weight, it's totally different.
Yo-yo dieting.
Yes, exactly.
Well, Carol, think about this. When I came in a couple of weeks ago and I brought the 5 pounds of fat versus the 5 pounds of muscle.
Yeah. I believe me, Donna took it and put it right in my face. Yes.
That's
she
exactly
showed me.
What happened.
It is. It is.
Substituted 8 pounds of fat for 8 pounds of muscle. And that's the reason why your clothes are fitting differently, because your body's more dense now and it's more metabolically active. And so that means you're actually really much healthier than you were 8 weeks ago.
Right.
But when I get home in a couple of days, we'll sit down and I'm gonna give you a couple of options as to what you really want to achieve in the next 8 weeks, and I'll tell you what that meal plan is going to look like, and then we could talk about that too in the next 8 weeks.
Perfect. I can't wait. Okay, so right now, just keep doing what I'm doing until I see you.
Yeah, I'll be home. I'm going to actually be home tomorrow, so I'll see you before the end of the week. But I'll be back on the show on Monday. And
perfect.
In
perfect.
Person, so that'll be that'll be fun. I miss you guys.
Yeah,
well, we
I know.
Miss you
I
too.
Miss you too. I was like all excited today, and I texted him. I texted Rocco when I left the store, or the workout place, Integrity, and I was all excited. So
do I take a break and Rocco hang with us, or what
sure.
would you like to
I'll
do?
Hang with you. No problem.
Okay. All right. Then we're going to go on a short break. You're listening to The Pulse, and we're talking with Rocco Boulay of Integrity Health Coaching Solutions. Check him out on the web at integrityfit.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back to Food for Thought. And you are on 107.7 FM, and we are on the line with Rocco Boulay of Integrity Health Coaching Solutions. And again, you can check him out on the web at integrityfit.com. And so Rocco, do you have, as I now continue or, begin my next 8-week journey, what advice do you give me? Like, I'm not sure what I'm feeling, because I mean, I know this is all good. Give me some words of wisdom.
Talk her off the ledge, Rocco.
I need words of wisdom.
Well, yes, I could say that something you can relate to in business, Carol, is that winners don't quit. And people who learn about health or any other endeavor that they take on, it's a matter of continuously reaching it and looking forward to your goal, learning new things, striving to get one thing right that you didn't get right before, improving on things, making changes, busting it all down, tearing it up, and doing it all over again. All those things are just the actions of successful people. And healthy people just do that without thinking. And we're still on the path of getting many people just like yourselves, is making that a part of their lives so that it becomes a natural thing that they do. And you're just going through this process right now until it becomes who you are. So I think, most of our customers within the first 8 weeks have very similar outcomes as you do. And they'll look back later on, sometimes a year later, and they'll say, wow, I remember when I didn't think. And then there they are, feeling and looking the way that they wanted to look all along.
Right.
And it's like I said, it's a process. It doesn't happen overnight. You can't think in terms of gimmicks and quick fixes or fads or any of these things. When you do healthy things most of the time to your body, the outcome always has to be positive.
Right.
That's why we have that 8-week checkup, because some people would actually not eat enough protein or calories in the course of those 8 weeks. And what we see is they actually got fatter, because they didn't gain the lean mass that you did in order to change their metabolism. And that's the reason why we have that update, because even though they may say that they're doing it, not always are they doing it, or there was a misconception or misunderstanding of something that we may have said, or they just downright didn't do it, thinking that they could exercise out of a poor diet. All these things become factors in how we have to coach people to understanding how to get control of all aspects of being healthy. So, if I could summarize everything that you said, is that you just have to keep moving forward. You have to keep believing in yourself, and everything that we teach you, you should always, always back check that. In other words, basically look at the credibility of the information that you receive from us and make sure that it stands true, because there are so many things out there that would like you to think otherwise, that there's a quicker, faster route to getting healthy, and that's just not the case. And that's the reason why we named our company Integrity, because we call it the way that it really is. And if somebody has to lose 50 pounds, and typically that's about 50 weeks of hard work, and there is no way around that. I could give you a low-carbohydrate diet for the next 2 weeks and have you lose a lot of water and say, look, jump on the scale quick right now. And you would actually, you could be 10 pounds lighter, but you'd only be 10 pounds lighter of water. And that's not what we want. We want to make sure that we're removing the excess body fat from the individual so that they look better, feel better, and it does an immense change in what their overall health is, from hypertension to diabetes to depression, cancer, you name it, and that is what it is. And unfortunately, there are no quick fixes to get there.
Is there, Rocco, a point, Carol's at 8 weeks now, when you seem like you turn the corner, and maybe it's different with everybody, and suddenly, I don't know if it gets easier, but perhaps mentally you've accepted the rate that things are going. Is there a point that you see typically with your clients?
What you mean when they gain control over their decisions? Is that what
well,
you're asking?
I think when they really, I mean, I know Carol's completely bought in right now, and she is all in, and I'm seeing it. I can see the difference, too. But do people get to a point when they say, oh, my God, yeah, this is really working, and I'm really motivated to continue on? In other words, you have less people dropping out at what point?
I think it's when they discover that it's not what they do, but who they are. In other words, it's exercising and eating the right way and choosing to live a healthy lifestyle isn't something you do. It's something who you are, and it takes practice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for me to say that I'm a professional golfer, which I'm not, would take so many times of swinging those clubs over and over and over again until I could say I am a professional golfer, because that's who I am. It takes a lot of work and a lot of practice. And just like anything else that we do, if we've lived a life that didn't encompass or understanding what exercise and nutrition, or just the thought process behind living healthy, because it's not who we do in the beginning. And once a person becomes healthy because that's who they are, that change is permanent, because they wouldn't feel different any other way. People who are not healthy, for them to go embark on a health regimen, feel different. It challenges their mind and their body, because it's taking them out of what their body feels comfortable doing to doing something that they're not so comfortable doing until it becomes comfortable.
Right.
Well, that totally makes sense.
It totally does. You know, all these components that I've learned, like, over the weeks, you know, it's, wow, yeah, it's mind-boggling, really. It's really good, and it totally makes sense. It makes sense.
You know, and it's a huge challenge. You know, the reason I came to Florida is I met with a round table of other fitness industry experts to sit and discuss what our challenges are. And every single one of their challenges was to keep their customers engaged in a healthy lifestyle.
Yeah.
You know, that's one of the biggest reasons why people are quitting, is because they'll join a club, and then there's, believe it or not, Carol, most clubs that you join will say, once they give you your key tag or your pass to get in the club, that there is no support after that. And they expect their customers, just by virtue of being a member, to learn.
Rocco, we got to jump in. You can't hear the music playing, but we've got about 10 seconds to say goodbye.
10 seconds.
From Integrity Health Coaching Solutions in London area in Bedford. We'll talk to you next Monday, Rocco. Thanks. Safe trip back.
Yes, sir. And remember, between your thoughts and your actions lies your ability to choose. Why not choose to think healthy?